Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Bishop Yavasapka with the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Kazaki Shaw.
And once again, you tuned into The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom, peace and blessings and salutations to the leadership structure in the nation of Israel. First, starting off with the Holy God and Comforter, Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Azadakia. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Ariah, and Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Shah. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Comforters, 42 Chief Priests, Elect Lady, and Holy Women of my nation. I want to say shalom to the Chief Bishop and Bishops of States, Cities, Boroughs, Departments, and Units. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel, starting off with the Major 13 Shield General, all Shields and Generals. I want to say shalom to the Captains of the Officers of the New Hebrew Academy. I want to say shalom to the Young Men and Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to the Sisters in our nation, the Daughters of Zion. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to our children in the nation, the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And hopefully everyone had a good and beautiful and peaceful Sabbath. Petrikul Kazakisha, what about yourself? Petrikul Kazakisha?
Yes, sir. I actually had a really good Sabbath. It's always good to have a good Sabbath, you know, spending time with the brothers doing God's work. So
it's good to hear. It's good to hear. Tonight's topic is menstruous women shall bring forth monsters. Once again, tonight's show is menstruous women, shall bring forth monsters. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about the criminally minded youth of today. Excuse me. And the acts of crime being committed today by youth in the cities like Portland, they buck wild in Portland, Chicago, Detroit, Camden, New Jersey, Philly, Kansas City, the five boroughs of New York, all throughout Florida and beyond. There are shameful acts being committed by our youth. Nothing to be proud about, nothing to boast about. And then our youth got a nerve to stream them live, these senseless acts of violence. Our youth have a nerve to stream them live on social media, incriminating themselves. Madness. Killing each other at the rate of 2 or 3 per day. And the only one that's happy about these despicable acts and taking pleasure in them is the devil. And the followers of the devil and the devil's children. Let's get Romans chapter 1, verses 28 through 32. Just pause after each verse, please.
Romans chapter 1, verses 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient.
Again, the Lord gave the wicked over to do those things that are not convenient to do, gave them over to reprobate minds. So you want to be wicked? That's your choice? Then go be wicked then. Be evil. Be despicable. Come on.
Verse 29. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers.
You see that? You see all the, you see the unrighteousness that the wicked basically got into, and the Lord said, "Listen, you want to be wicked? Go ahead and be wicked." You're out there murdering, being whisperers, gossiping, being deceitful, being envious, fornicating. Go ahead.
Verse 30. Backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents.
You see that? Obedient to parents. And the Bible tells you clearly the first commandment given to the children was to honor thy father and thy mother, that your days may be long upon the land. So again, you disobedient to parents, eventually you're not going to live long. Lord going to take it up. You're going to die. Inventors of evil things. You know, this meth is out of control. What is meth? A whole bunch of cleaning supplies and stuff around the house that you didn't made a drug. And people are dying over this crap. Again, the wickedness and the madness amongst our youth is just out of control. And let me ask you this to the youth that are listening. How long you think you're going to run rampant and be wicked on God's green earth? Come on.
Verse 31, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful.
See that? Without natural affection, unmerciful. The verse before that says they hate God. You ask these youth today, you know, hey, bro, let me talk to you about God. I don't want to hear nothing about that. I don't hear about God. I don't believe in God. Young man said that to us last night, right there on the corner, Holiday Park, where the Mac stopped at. He don't believe in God. He was about, what, 17, 18 years old? What you mean you don't believe in God? You 17 years old, you don't know what the hell to believe in, man. You just sit down. Be humble.
Verse 32. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
You see what the Bible says? The devil and the children of the devil, the followers of the devil, the wicked, they have pleasure in our youth out here doing these acts of violence and these senseless murders. You understand that? And I'm not going to sit here and put all the blame on the children, because these children have parents. And these parents need to take responsibility for the actions of their children. Here's the problem. Number one, parents are not taking responsibility for the actions of their children. And number two, parents are not raising and training up their children in the way of the Bible. And after the way of the Lord, like it instructs us in the book of Proverbs. Get that, chapter 22, verse 6. You know who raising these children? YouTube. You know who raising these children? Social media. You know who raising these children? The television. You know who raising these children? The devil. Come on.
Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
You see that? The Bible's clear, brothers and sisters. Proverbs 22 and 6 says, train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when he or she is old, he or she will not depart from it. The way our children should go is the way of the Lord, which is the truth. Let's get St. John chapter 14, verse 6.
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
You see that? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We're supposed to be raising our children up in the truth, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The parents of these young criminals may not be aware of it, but they have actually created monsters. Yes, monsters. And back to that monster statement that's in the title of the show. Let me explain. Let's get 2 Ezra chapter 5, verse 8, please. 2 Ezra in the Old Testament, known as the Apocrypha of Hidden Books. 2 Ezra chapter 5, verse 8. Let's see what that says.
There shall be a confusion also in many places, and the fire shall be oft sent out again, and the wild beasts shall change their places, and menstruous women shall bring forth monsters.
What does that last part say, sir?
Menstruous women shall bring forth monsters.
Mistress, referring to the female monthly issue or cycle of blood. Mistress women becoming pregnant and giving birth, but instead of giving birth to law-abiding, God-fearing citizens, these infants will grow up to commit monstrous acts and crimes. Like, for instance, in Philadelphia, how they shot up a public bus. Shot up a public bus. And the city of Philadelphia is filled with men, women, and children in broad daylight, like it wasn't nothing. That's how a monster acts. Then you got the girls beating up that girl in the school bathroom, beat her unconscious that she died. You got a young lady who lost her life. And you have the young women who did that, basically going to be in jail for about 10, 15 years. So all the good years of their life, they're going to be behind bars. Orange being the new black and all that. Then you got in the borough of Brooklyn, you had someone shot a one-year-old boy in the head, the act of a monster. Then you forget about it. Chirac, Chicago, all type of madness going on. Two teenagers charged in the shooting of a one-year-old. Come on, man. You got people being kidnapping children kidnapping children, teenagers kidnapping teenagers, killing them and all that. This is madness. These crimes are the acts of a monster. This is something that would be in a horror movie. But this is everyday life. The Bible talks about though we live in though we walk in the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. Because if it wasn't for the Lord, boy, I tell you, we'd be catching hell in this world like everybody else. Thank God for God. And to give you another perfect example of a mistress woman who brought forth a monster, George Zimmerman. He's a monster. These corrupt police officers killing innocent young black men and black men, they are monsters. And not one of these corrupt police officers was found guilty of a crime. And then they give the families hush money. Here, take this settlement. Hush, be quiet, shop. Take this money. Remember, brothers and sisters, according to the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. Give me that real quick. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19.
And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness.
You see that, brothers and sisters? It says this whole world lieth in wickedness. Yeah, you can go on vacations to Miami, Aruba, and Mexico, and Bahamas, and go all them places. Have a good time, but best believe there's some wicked. Go ahead, walk off that cruise ship. Or walk off that vacation resort into the community. And you best believe some wickedness gonna find you behind. Now hopefully you can make it back to the States. So brothers and sisters, please keep your eyes open. Be conscious of your surroundings. Again, just like Childish Gambino says in the beginning of our show. Again. Stay woke, because they be creeping. Don't you close your eyes, brothers and sisters. Can't you see the signs of the times? Can't you see that we're in the end days? Can't you see it's time for you to repent, to get right with God, change your ways? So I found the law, statutes, and commandments of God. Start having the goal of being perfect, coming out of the world, having no fellowship with these wicked people. If this is not the time to start following God, then when is it, brothers and sisters? When is it? How long are you just going to sit on the fence and be 50-50? Remember, the Lord said, you better be hot or you cold, because if you're lukewarm, he's going to spit you out of his mouth. The Bible says spew, which means spit. And again, I'm not talking about the occasional Sunday visit to church. You understand? I ain't talking about you sitting at home on Sundays watching the so-called evangelists. Put your hand on the television, and I'm going to touch your hand, and you're going to be healed. Matter of fact, call the number on the screen and write me a check for $100, and I'm going to give you some water from out of Jerusalem, out of my faucet. I'm sorry. I'm talking about really becoming a devout believer. You understand that? Becoming a true worshiper and joining the Israelite church of God in Jesus Christ. Stop playing around. There's only one God. There's only one Lord. There's only one faith. There's only one baptism. There's only one truth. And that truth is in the Israelite Church of God, Jesus Christ. Christ is knocking at your door, but will you open it? Will you? Or are you still going to sit there and think about it? So, brothers and sisters, hopefully you got something out of the radio show this evening. I want to thank you for your continued support of our show. I want to thank the brothers and sisters listening in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thank you for your support. Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska, thank you for your support. All throughout Florida, whether it be West Palm Beach, Fort Myers, Orlando, Miami. Thank you to the brothers and sisters in Washington, D.C., Baltimore, throughout Maryland, Philadelphia, Camden, New Jersey, all throughout Jersey. Brothers and sisters right here in Portland, Oregon, thank you. Seattle, Washington. Again, your support definitely is encouraging and inspirational. I want to thank you. Don't forget to visit the number one website on the planet. A lot of times we don't get to put the website out there because the engineer be wrapping us up. I want to apologize for the show last week. The engineer, I don't know what they was doing. Must have been in their sleep because there was a lot of dead spots within the show. And again, we didn't have any dead spots in the show. So for the engineer, stop sabotaging our show. Again, I want you to check out the number one website on the planet, www.thecomforter.com/thecomforter, thecomforter.info, the number one website on the planet. Until next week, I want to say God bless, good night, shalom. For those of you who are attending your family day tomorrow, have a good family day. And until next week, we say shalom, stay woke, because they be creeping.